Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To the NutriMedical Report, and by the way, I want to thank all of our conservative people that are supporting Donald Trump and all of our conservative congressmen and senators that are running under a platform to support Trump in the 2018 elections. And I want people that haven't supported him, including independents and people that are on the Democratic side, to start realizing Trump cares about you. Trump wants you to have a better job, better food, secure power. In fact, I'm sure one of the things in the commission that was reactivated after Obama is Mr. Dr. Pie, is to reactivate and put $2 billion into hardening our power grid against EMP. To secure our food supply, we should have a national food supply as well in storage areas around the country. To also prevent our country from being attacked. I mean, we've got to thank President Trump for doing something that none of the previous presidents, literally stepping out of the political straitjacket and accomplishing something amazing at this time. And there's ways of validating and verifying that things are really going to happen in the next year or so. It's my guess that the full program will take several years for it to unwind all the nukes, missile program, chemical, biological weapons that Kim Jong has. And then to start also, once you see some validation, actually they should be getting some food supplies in there immediately, even if they don't stop the other sanctions. I think getting food to North Korea is an olive branch that's really important, because those people are starving to death as we talk.
Yeah.
We can't wait for full validation of the nuclear program being unwound to feed the people. And if Trump and his advisors are listening, get the damn food in there now. I mean, this is like when I raised up the ruckus, which is the letter of the law separated children and their parents, because that's the law that was put in by Bill Clinton and put forward by Obama, because he had a love fest with the media, so they never attacked him for it. But he jailed and deported a hell of a lot more people and put children in cages and wrapped them up in foil. The real issue is here, Trump has actually a heart. And if he has a heart, he'll actually have the sense to realize, hey, I better get some food to these people. And even if all the other sanctions to the banks and so on, and by the way, it shouldn't just be sanctions against North Korea. There's four banks in China that were doing illegal things. There's Mr. Xi should not allow ship-to-ship transfers of oil and coal, but the people need food. And that should happen immediately, before they start having training centers for technical skills, before they have new farms built, before they build high-speed rail from Seoul, South Korea, so they can actually come down to the Disneyland of Seoul or Busan, which is on the coast there. And I have relatives actually that live in Busan. There's a Korean wife, who's a cousin of mine. He's a teacher there. What I want you to understand is that John is a genius at knowing all the technical details of geography and the history of the place. And I don't want to believe that North Korea is actually wavering on their commitment, because there's powers like the Rothschild and Rockefeller Foundations and others that are globalists that don't want Trump to succeed and want to make sure that people think, oh, he's already failing. No, he's not. And there's ways of validating it with torsion field imaging from space, etc. And the North Koreans need to know, we have not fully tightened the power grip on their financial transactions and their banks, etc. And not just them, but on their affiliates with Russia and China. That's why this meeting later this month with Mr. Putin is so good. Putin is squirming. He's actually about to run out of money. I actually have inside documents that are classified that Russia is going to run out of money before the end of November. Did you know that? And Mr. Kim is going to run out before the end of October. And China, if we decide to really squeeze them hard in terms of the economics, that paper tiger, we got to match at the right paw. So China really is going to start playing ball with us and stop weaponizing these islands and stop playing the game of don't make a deal with America. It's not even good for them because a rogue regime, let's say replacing Kim in the future, could put China in danger of a nuke attack. So they don't have any love lost, the Koreans and Chinese, so don't think it's a smart idea to have a nuclear power that may be starving to death in your border. So I think you're brilliant, John, and I think we need to continue to support Trump, but also, like Ronald Reagan said before, he had too many aspartame-laced jelly beans, which contained diketopiperazine, jet fuel, formaldehyde methyl alcohol that fried his brain. And also, you know, he had the vice president, who was, again, a deep state guy, George Bush Sr., who was a devil, honestly, CIA director. We need to understand that Trump is doing miraculous things. He really is. I believe in Trumpinocchio. I believe someday he's going to become a real live Christian president. When he gets the death of Roe versus Wade, and we're going to get Nick Loeb on, actually he was doing a video and movie on this. He's almost halfway through his filming, which is going to be done in another month or so, the fall. And I'll have him on the program and try to support him financially to get his film out. What you're doing is so important, and I want to see, I'm going to try in the next few hours and days to see if I can get direct contact to the White House. So at the very least, you get to fly in and talk to him face to face and make a conduit to make sure that he has a geographer who's got his back. And he needs that. He also needs to tell him the truth about people like John R. Bolton and how dangerous this guy is. And his latest comments on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan. I want you to expand on this because it's in your letter, which will be posted up. This is part one of three. Developing a denuclearization of the DPRK. Please proceed, John W. I mean, you know, we need to actually be covering Trump's back, not his staff around him alone. We American patriots need to give him good information, good advice, and there's no charge. We don't even want glory. We just want to have the information get through to President Trump that we care for him, we care for the future of America, and a denuclearized world where they don't proliferate these frigging missiles and weapons that can kill thousands or millions as a result of the human race literally dying in a whimper of nuclear warfare or biological chemical delivered by a missile.
Yes. Well, Dr. Daigle, first of all, I want to thank you so much for having me on your program today and the very kind words and accolades you presented.
Well, your information needs to get through to Trump. I can tell just from watching Fox News, because I'm a Fox News-o-maniac. I drive my wife crazy. What? You're watching Fox again, aren't you? I said, yeah, I'm getting my Fox fix, I call it. Now, they only go so far, though. I mean, my show and the interviews I do from other people like yourself and Gary Richard Arnold and other experts like Scott Adams, the CEO and director of Red State Talk Radio, we go considerably farther. And with the reports we have here, if Trump could go back and listen to the audio files and check out all these letters you send him, he would be considerably better off getting your information, getting the dialogue, and asking better questions is what I say. If I was to say one thing, it's not a matter of always agreeing with us. Ask better questions, because if you do and you actually have the facts in front of you like you do as a historiographer and geographer, you better start changing your plans, Trump, if you want this to succeed, because I don't see it going the right way. I'm just going to get off the rails unless he has good advice, is it?
Yes, this is true. But nevertheless, I want to encourage everyone listening to this program to either write an email or send a letter and thank President Trump for preventing a thermonuclear war. Because in all probability by now, if Trump had not taken the action and made the decisions that he did and kept the door open for Kim Jong-un to have a summit with him, in all probability, we would have had a thermonuclear war by now. And as I've mentioned many times on this program, we still do not have a missile defense system which would prevent several nuclear warheads from bombing several American cities throughout the United States. So
yeah, let me go over my laser net interferometry system, which is kind of an advance over the brilliant pebbles, which they didn't deploy. And I'm going to give some tech facts here. Now, I'm not missile defense, but I'm a doctor that worked with these guys, and yeah, I have the kind of mind that can absorb literally Vulcan mind meld. If I spend time with, like recently with the techs over Windows 10 back in India, Dr. Rajat Sharma and these other area guys, and my tech people rebuilding my computer, I literally can absorb anything. Languages, skills, technology, whatever. And I got to tell you, I'm absorbing a lot of information just by interacting with you and learning even more than I already knew. But I can tell you what's going on here is if you have the Gerald Bolt Super Cannon put up a plasma mini rocket that doesn't have a large fuel load, that has mini, you want to call it net systems, I call it laser net interferometry, you can literally track it from the ground so you can't interfere with its tracking system in space. Because remember, the Chinese and Russians are putting what's called killer satellites and technology to knock our eyes out. If we have a laser net interferometry system, brilliant pebbles, those little brilliant pebbles, which are plasma rockets carrying a load of these little micro nets, they can cover square miles and grab missiles and or bombs and blow them to bits in the upper atmosphere so not even their payload will get down to Earth. We need that now, and we can put it up in a matter of months, not years, but we need it now because this is how dangerous things are.
Now there's...
Welcome back. John W. Spring, let's go and proceed. Now, what advice would you give to Trump now? He's going to be celebrating the 4th of July, about a year and a half now of continued harassment. I think there's a couple of things that I would suggest, but I want to hear yours first about what I would tell Trump to do now as he heads toward the fall. And next Monday, of course, the appointment of the Supreme Court Justice is probably going to be a constitutional pro-life person, not like Reagan, who appointed Senator Day O'Connor and Stevens, who actually turned out to be supporting gay and lesbian rights to marry. Marriage, by the way, is a religious ceremony. It's not a state ceremony. And the state had no business saying that they're going to give rights to non-biologically men and women. Okay? They also can't take away the rights of a person who can potentially own property, which is the fetus, because now we have embryos that actually have rights and haven't even been implanted in a human animal or artificial uterus. And people should know this, that in research in Milano going back into the 70s in George Washington University of America, they had built artificial uteri as long as 40 years ago. Did you know that? Most people don't know. Creating an artificial uterus or even putting an implantation in an animal is pretty damn easy. It's technically easy as hell. I'm a surgeon, okay? I could do it with a few $100,000 of equipment. It's not a big deal. So what people should start understanding is what Trump is going to do. He needs to do a bunch of things, whether it's North Korea or his meeting with Putin, which is fantastic because you got to deal with, as they say, and I guess in the history books, and you probably can quote the actual source of it, you don't make treaties with your friends, you make them with your enemies, right?
Yes.
I think that it's almost hilarious to hear the left try to think, well, how dare Trump make a treaty? Are you kidding? Yeah, if he's been murdering relatives in his family and he's got this bevy of materials where he gets $3 billion a year just to have North Korea be observed by Iran and the mullahs that we have given money under the abominator. How crazy is the government? And he didn't, by the way, get a treaty. He couldn't get it through Congress and Senate to Obama, so he actually just made a deal. And he tried to act like his deal was going to just continue to provide information. What is he, a closet Shiite Muslim? What the hell is wrong with him? Arming the teeth of the North Koreans and also just looking aside while they're getting access at the Iranians and also proliferating, I guarantee you, and this is something that Trump needs to investigate more fully. We don't not only have the Nicaraguan missile crisis with Russia, we not only have the situation in Guatemala and Mexican border, which I was a whistleblower 5 years ago, yep. But right now the biggest danger we have is Venezuela from ourselves because we have no missile defense system, alarm system, from the southern hemisphere. And if we don't make deals with Russia and China, we're screwed to actually stop this foolishness and stop nuclear proliferation, which they're the authors of.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Deagle, we may even have an enemy of even greater menace closer than any of the aforementioned, and that's
right.
Mexico. The new president they elected, according to Alex Jones, is extremely hostile. Rather than calling him a socialist, we should call him a Marxist communist.
He's a Marxist communist. And we see the same thing with Ocasio-Cortez, this one of New York, with this flashing, crazy eyes and open mouth and baring her teeth and gums. we have to understand, she was a rich girl born in a rich enclave in New York, that she, her intentions are not just socialist, they're communist.
Yes.
You need to understand communism is something that kills people. It's like, say, hey, have this pizza, you'll feel great, and a few hours later you're having a stomach ache. Well, I don't feel good. You're not going to just feel good. The next morning you're going to feel cold because you're going to be dead.
Yeah.
And communism killed, I think it's well over a quarter billion people in the 20th century. Are we crazy? And you have to understand, top-down healthcare, even run by the government's always screwed up. I worked in the Canadian healthcare system. I saw it start with a genesis with an insurance plan by a bunch of doctors in Nova Scotia. It then jumped to Saskatchewan, or sorry, to Manitoba, that decided to have an NDP that wanted to put in healthcare, seeing the plan. Then the federal government got involved with healthcare, and the same thing with Britain. The same thing with socialism always, I call it the anti-Midas touch. Everything turns into horse manure. It does. As soon as the government touches anything, God dang it, it turns into horse manure. It does.
That's so true. The same is true with the Scandinavian nations.
Right. Look what they're doing. They decide to have a zero economy where, I believe in a reverse tax. I think if someone hasn't got a high enough IQ or job, you don't burden business, but you have a reverse tax where you can top up their income, but they have to work. I don't care if you're a quadriplegic and you only can see with one eye. Maybe you can work 1 hour a day at a computer in your apartment by a best mind link thing or moving a thing, a little brush with your teeth. But you need to work. I don't care. I believe everybody deserves to have the glory of doing something, even if it's on a computer screen. And I believe we should top up their salaries. We also, here, they don't even properly license towns and cities to build new housing and homes. And the prices are getting so high that a lot of people have to move away just because of taxes and even the gasoline. They now are legislating against water. They're going to cut off water resources. I mean, I've talked to Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute because I have my ground, and we have about a 15-acre area with our 8 homes, and I'm going to actually drill and put down a well, probably primary water, so I can supply water because these maniacs in California want to cut off water resources because they're basically satanically engineered eugenicists that want to kill us, okay, and cutting off water resources. And people say, oh, no, you're making that up. I say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of people who think that they know better than Deagle. And it's not because I'm arrogant. It's because I've been through literally living hell. And I said, I'm not cruel enough to tell you everything I know. Because if I did tell you everything I know and you weren't saved, the logical thing you'd have to do would be to commit suicide. I'm a saved person, saved by the grace of God, because I have the capacity to become a real bad guy. Okay? Thank God that God saved me and turned me from a potential monster into someone who could be, you know, considered, you know, I call myself a warthog for God. I got lots of faults. People don't even like when I make that comment, said, hey, protest all you want. They think I'm going to shoot protesters. I said, no, protest all you want, but keep your distance. Don't surround me and my family or try to use physical violence, because you're not going to like it, my response. I don't need to say anything more than that. I don't like when I hear staff, for example, like Rand Paul being threatened by somebody who wanted to chop up him and his kids with an axe. These people have lost it. I don't want to see Mad Maxine hurt asking for someone to shoot straight. It's like, Maxine, you need a vacation. I'll even help pay for your vacation. Go take some time off. Go get a therapist. Go get in one of these chambers where you can relax and go, oh, I'm taking myself too seriously. But people need to be real. What's going on here? If we don't stop North Korea, the proliferation of nuclear weapons, we're going to see one or more U.S. cities or an EMP weapon hit us. And people are literally going to see the emergence of a new species called Homo sapiens cannibalis. And if they don't think human cannibalism will happen once the food supply stops, you're delusional.
Yes. We face a very serious situation. And President Trump, bless his heart, if it had not been for him, in all probability, this 4th of July would have additional fireworks of nuclear warheads.
Look at Hillary Clinton. Now, people find this a little bizarre because I'm a logical person, I'm a scientist, et cetera, and all the other. But everybody wants to put Deagle in a box. He's this ultra-conservative that'll shoot protesters. I could care less what your viewpoint is. I got relatives and friends that are Bernie supporters, even some Democrat supporters. I like to dialogue with them and realize they're dumb, suicidally stupid, and haven't thought through any of these procedures. And we always can come to a solution if we dialogue. But the idea of violence is insanity. And to put it in a tribute to me that I'm going to shoot protesters, protest all you want, but don't surround me, don't spit on me, and don't try to use a club or a weapon, it'll be a bad day for you. Don't do it. we celebrate the 4th of July tomorrow, Independence Day, what are we independent from? And I want people to understand this. It's not just from the Europeans and the royals of Europe and getting rid of, you know, getting away from Britain, who is trying to constantly restrangle us. Not only with banks for the first number of years, which our early bankers in America stopped until the Fed Reserve system was started. We actually, you can read the Creature from Jekyll Island book.
Yes.
And the fact that they met and eventually tried to pass the Reserve Act actually on a... Well, they didn't even have a proper quorum on Christmas Eve in 1913. Yep. And people don't understand this. This is a satanic ceremony. Just like the 1933 Declaration of Martial Law in America, where a lot of our gold was shipped back to Europe. And people don't realize that we're put in functional bankruptcy, and even our birth certificates are chattelized in seed corporation against the national debt. They don't know that, do they? They don't realize that this game is still continued even by George Bush and by Barack Obama, and by none other than Donald Trump, who should know better. But the fact is, nobody's calling to task. That's why he needs to get information from people like you and me. And people say, how do you know all this stuff? They go, I said, I've been given what's called access to classified information, the ability to analyze regular information. I call the SewerNet, everything from the World Watch Institute to the Council on Foreign Relations Foreign Affairs Journal, and supernatural information. And when they all match and they all the red lights flash up in the same direction, I think, damn it, this is true. So when I hear information that you put together about North Korea and the genesis of North Korea, which is a proxy for the Soviet Union, and when I see the satanic ceremonies going on, like Hillary Clinton, I prayed about 3 or 4 years ago to find out who Hillary Clinton was. This is long before she ran for election. Hillary Clinton is a little girl born into a satanic family who literally prayed and sacrificed her to be indwelt by a transdimensional entity. That's what her family, the Rodhams, are. These are evil people going back centuries in Britain. People don't know that, do they?
No, they don't.
They don't understand that the people ruling over our world are people of clay and iron. Clay being human flesh, iron being the transdimensional entities that run them. And there's a level of evil that the average person, because most evil, by the way, doesn't look bad. It looks, tastes, and smells pretty good. In fact, even people don't understand this when the Green Dragon Pub and set up the Constitution, the structure of the American Constitution, and the dialectic of the oppositional powers of the executive branch, the legislative, and the judicial branch. It's Luciferic. Lucifer, oh, that's an alternate name for Satan. Most of what Satan does doesn't look bad, tastes bad, and actually gets results, believe it or not. People don't get that, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. And I had a rather interesting experience before Hillary was encountered by a Methodist minister in Illinois. In fact, when I was a youngster, a teenager here in Southern California, I happened to be a member of a rather prestigious Methodist church.
Right.
And if you're an opportunist, you're not going to go to the poorest church in the city. You're going to go to the most affluent one.
Right.
And, the church that I was a member of was apparently very affluent. There were some very wealthy people, including perhaps the wealthiest man in the world at that time. And lo and behold, there was a theology student from USC who drove a British MG sports car, sort of a vintage style with
the right.
Steering wheel on the right side instead of the left. And he appeared to be very popular. And fairly well liked, and we had no idea at the time, but he said a few things that didn't quite go with theology or Bible study, and lo and behold, he relocated to Illinois, and he became Hillary Clinton's mentor, and
oh my.
He drove a sports car. Now, I just thank the good Lord that he relocated to Illinois, because in all probability he would have become very influential over our youth group.
Well, people have to understand, a lot of the people that are even inside the church, like, for example, the Saddleback Church up in Orange County,
yes,
these are not good people. These are minions, I call them. I like, you know, like the Screwtape Letters, you know. Remember the author of the Screwtape Letters, what his whole idea was to try to get through to people with a potential dialogue between Lucifer or Satan and a major or minor demon. And, yes. You know, people say, oh, that can't happen. I said, look, this is not just human-level evil. This is a level of evil that transcends the human frame. Right?
Yes. It seems so popular. It's so receptive to the human mind, especially young people.
Well, I'll tell you the reason why. And this is something that technically is a spiritual issue that I've learned, and I want to get this kind of answer out to people. Number one, questions do not come from the mind. They only come from the soul, or the heart, if you want to call it. The mind has two sides. The left side of the brain, which is basically logical to try to make up sensory inputs, and the right side of the brain that's nonlinear, that can see art and the stochastic kind of gestalt of art and music, whatever.
Yeah.
But both sides of the brain are actually luciferic. People don't understand the actual structure of the brain is to survive in an entropic world that decays. And the king of the entropic world of decay, his name is King Kronos, otherwise known as one of the other titles of Satan. He's the king of this world. That's why he brought Jesus to the high above the temple and said, hey, if you worship me, I'll make all these kingdoms yours. Lucifer wasn't just guessing or joking around with the Son of God, the incarnation of God. He was telling the truth, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And people don't get that. They don't understand that deep portion of the gospel. That's why the very first sin that Satan said to Eve, not just Adam, but Eve, and then she said to Adam, was do what thou right is the whole of the law. Remember that British special agent that actually used that as his modus for starting this evil intel agencies like, you know, MI5, MI6, etc.? People don't get that, do they? And by the way, there's some really good evidence that this guy, Sir Aleister Crowley, was the father of none other than Barbara Bush. There's a good deal of evidence for that.
Interesting.
Isn't that scary?
Yes.
Not surprising that George Bush himself, who's also his father, was the, was involved. His real biological father was involved with Scherf, was the actual accountant and manager for Nikola Tesla. And by the way, it was George Bush's uncle who grabbed all the technology from the Tesla projects here by our intel agencies, the OSS, before it even became the CIA and NSA. Did you know that? It was George Bush's uncle that grabbed all the Tesla technology.
Well, I've also heard that it was Donald Trump.
It was Donald Trump's uncle. And so what people need to understand here that the players in this are very, very close and tight. For example, people don't understand that Trump was making comments about being president so on 20, 25 years ago. And in fact,
yes.
his statements are not even wavered a lot. What I'm concerned, because he actually, you know, even the comments from the folks and the family, that he's just a beginning Christian. If you're a Christian, there's three things that you can tell publicly. You know, people say, well, you can't tell someone's a Christian. Yes, you can. If you have a clue, the first thing is you have to have a testimony, which means I was a sinner, saved by grace, and you actually can give a testimony of how that happened. The second thing is you come against the same sins that you performed with a great deal of vigor because those sins are things other people are doing that are separating from God. And the third thing is you have a testimony that's played out in a life of suffering, because if you do right things in this world, you're going to suffer, you're going to have the dark side come against you, and in fact, God allows you to suffer so you can become an overcomer. I don't see all those factors in Trump yet. I'm praying for the man who becomes Trumpinocchio, becomes a real-life Christian president.
Yep.
And he could. He could become one. And I'm praying for his carcass because, let me tell you, the man is doing good things. But remember, 98% of what Satan does tastes, smells, and looks good. Puts more money in your pocket, gets rid of killing babies, strengthens our border, makes sure he supports ICE, supports the military and the police. He's doing a lot of really good things, but doing good things doesn't make you have a relationship with God. You know what makes you have your relationship with God? Shema. Hear and do what God says. Not what I say, not what my idea of right and wrong is. That's the lie that was originally told to Eve. Doing what is right in your own eyes is the definition of evil.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting, eh?
Yes, it's very interesting.
And we have to understand geopolitically, we need to contact Trump so we become his Samuel. You need to be his Samuel, John W. You need to be his Samuel. John W. Spring. Hopefully he can hear me well now. John, let me give you my walking statements, and I think if Trump is listening or his functionaries, here's what I would recommend you do between now and the November election and afterward toward 2020. Number one, be honest about the fact you're going to appoint a pro-life judge, and you're going to actually ask not for Collins and Murkowski, who are obviously pro-choice GOP, but you're going to actually campaign for pro-life GOP senators and Congress people, so that you actually have a Christian Congress and Senate that will push forward, because the Constitution is based on Christian principles. It's not, it's Judeo-Christian. It's not based on Luciferic satanic principles, okay?
That's right.
The property rights of a fetus, which we're going to have Nick Loeb talk about when we get him on about his movie about Roe versus Wade. So the second thing I'd say is stop trying to say to Maria Bartolo Roma, and I can tell just from the way she was conducting herself, and my wife was listening, Maria's not pro-life. She's not. A lot of the people on Fox News are not pro-life. The fact is, if you're not pro-life, what are you going to do? Are you going to let millions of emigres come here from all over the world and you're going to destroy the culture? Or are you going to actually support families so that black families and Hispanic families can actually have a family with a daddy home and they can have healthy children and healthy food and you can top up their salaries with a reverse tax, but you don't have a social network of tons of welfare to keep people separated and break up families? You have to have a system set up so you harden the power grid, because when you're successful, you're going to be attacked. So our country is going to have an attack with a rogue nation hitting us with a nuclear weapon, EMP, or cyber attack. It could be some guy in the basement in Bulgaria that doesn't like America, and he could simply take down the power grid. You know, when the power grid was taken down here in 2011, it was somebody making a few wrong keystrokes in Yuma, Arizona, that actually caused a power surge that blew out the reactors. It cost $860 million each. These Hitachi steam turbines in San Onofre, they're only 12 miles away, and my radiation detector went nuts. It went five times above normal, even higher than Fukushima Daiichi. So what people need to start grasping here is that Trump has got an opportunity, but without proper information, without you becoming Sammy, without me being able to advise him, and other good advisors out there, people that have information like Gary Richard Arnold, who's been in the political realm for decades, Trump is going to be lost in space and make bad decisions that are going to fail. Now, there's all kinds of bad scenarios. I mean, I don't think everybody is on the Trump train, including maybe Mike Pence, maybe even people around him. Obviously, there's been leaks for a long time. But I honestly think that the big problem is Trump is trusting people that have gone to Jesuit universities, have got documents that are filed, like the PNAC document, like Bolton. Yep. Bolton may say something that sounds pretty nice and smushy on Fox News, but you got to look and you got to vet this guy. This guy is a devil. And if Trump is relying on devils rather than good advisors like, you know, a John W. Spring as a Samuel or Dr. Bill Deagle, who's been through hell by actually working with these agencies and knowing, you know, being a doctor for U.S. Missile Defense Command, Space Command, Delta Force Special Op. And again, I wasn't the Special Op guy. I was their doctor. Yep. But these guys, you know what they would do, though, was really funny? They want to know what the other guy was doing, the other-colored line, going to lockdown for 30 days. What the hell were they doing in that room or that building? So they'd ask me, and when I tell them, they'd go into a cold sweat, and their pupils would get as small as little pinpoints, knowing what the hell they're really involved with and the whole scheme of what they're doing, which is real bad. I remember one guy that I worked with at Lockheed Martin, he said, you know, you got to requisition a pencil and some pads, but if you need a $100 million custom-made supercomputer, it's off the books. People don't understand what's really going on. And the final word is, the word live is backwards. It's called evil. Evil is live backwards. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That gets you, doesn't it? You know, that's why reverse speech, in fact, speaking in tongues, is always speaking into the astral realm, reverse words. And I want people, Trump, to understand this. If there's anything you get in this 4th of July, it's Independence Day. What are we independent from? Are we independent from evil infiltrated into our government? Are we independent from the swamp beast that simply is going to rise either when you leave office or something bad happens to you, whether it's a health problem or they try to cause it, or they paralyze your government with, you know, maybe they get enough takeover now in 2018 or 2020 to have a majority in Congress and you'll have nutballs like Al Green trying to repeatedly impeach you. In fact, I'm supporting Keisha Rogers. I'm going to be doing video and trying to get her on regularly to get her elected because she's an independent member for Independence for Trump. independent for Trump. There's a lot of independents that are actually for Trump because they want things like Glass-Steagall, too, other things. We want national health care that's not top-down, nanny-state health care that'll kill people and push forward abortions. You have to understand, being a health provider is a priestcraft that requires you to first serve God before God will let you near his children. That's not the case with health care in America or even Western countries, is it? It's not a priestcraft, okay? It's an evil thing where devils, in fact, I remember my medical school professors and so on. I remember one of my surgery professors who was supposed to be a Catholic, but he actually, and I remember the nurses and nuns telling me at the Halifax Infirmary how this guy used to be a decent person. He became very indecent, and he became the registrar for the College of Physicians and Surgeons. And he threatened me for actually having a pro-life talk in a Catholic church in the little town of Enfield, Nova Scotia. He threatened me. I said, "You're not going to stop me, buddy. I heard you were Catholic. The nuns told me at the Halifax Infirmary. Who do you think you are to tell me not to have a pro-life talk in a church?" Because my colleague, one of the doctors I had hired, notified the College of Physicians and Surgeons that I shouldn't be doing a pro-life talk in a local church, Catholic church. Okay? So if you don't know what Deagle's been through, let me tell you, I'm battle-hardened. I'm like a Delta Force guy. Intellectually, spiritually, whatever, all the hell I've been through. That's why I don't take crap off anybody. I am a servant and son of the Most High, and I'm going to expose this ugliness right down to its demonic roots. That's why brilliant people like yourself need to have an office, you know, attachment, you know, like a Skype line. "Hey, Trump, it's your 2 o'clock in the morning, your phone's going, he wants to ask you a question. Call me, I'll try to give you an answer." But Trump doesn't have the answers. He's got knuckleheads and devils around him, doesn't he?
Unfortunately, that's so true. Now, we need to declare our independence from evil.
Right. So that's the first thing. If you're independent from evil, then you have to serve God, Shema. It's not just having a dialectic to say, "Hey, we're going to elect, you know, constitutionally attorneys." We have to also say, what's the right thing to do to make sure if people have low IQs, they don't have enough money, they can't eat good food, or they can't afford housing, or we're educating kids that, you know, multiple genders is okay in California, and it's against the law for parents to even pull their kids from the school unless they homeschool. And then if you homeschool, they want to force vaccinate you. Do you know in 2 years? 2 years, law passed under George Bush is coming into fruition that people have in the pipeline 270 vaccines, one vaccines just for adults. Plus, chipping of the population is coming. If you think, "Oh, no, they wouldn't chip us," you're an idiot. Of course they'll chip you. Eventually you'll be a farm animal. The only thing, they're going to include what's called sheep lessons. You have to learn how to go, because that's what you're going to be doing. People say, "Oh, Dr. Deagle, you're exaggerating." I say, "You know what? It's a lot worse than that, but I'm not going to scare the crap out of you. I'm not cruel. It's a lot worse than that."
Dr. Deagle, they're going to chip us, and then they're going to ship us out.
For execution chambers, I don't have a cell with my name emboldened on it. I have a bullet. They call the silver bullet with my name on the side of it. You know, I have a bunch of SWAT team guys say, "Yeah, we're going to kill that Deagle on his right day. We're going to kill some bitch. He says he's going to shoot back at protesters." No, I'm not. Protest all you want, but have a dialogue with me, and I'll tell you, I can give you solutions, because I care about you and your family, because the day the power goes out, you're going to eat your relatives and your dog. People say, "Oh, no, they wouldn't do that." I'm thinking, really? Let's get a little real here, okay? And the fact is, our civilization is more fragile and more dangerous now than any other time for the human race. And now something like 75% of the population of the world live in giant megacities that will die if the power goes out or we have a climatic disaster or financial disaster. They're not ready for it at all, are they?
No, they're not.
That's why. So the first thing is independence from evil, number one. Independence also from the dialectic of the so-called political process. I don't like, although I support Donald Trump, I also support some of the ideas even from Ocasio-Cortez to say, we need to have universal health care, but we don't want top-down health care run by the government. We need to have citizenship and a work program like Procero 2. We don't have open borders. She's a nutball.
Yeah.
She hasn't thought things through at all. We need to have a situation where poor from, what about other countries that are hard to get here, you know, like Yemen and so on. These people are starving to death in many countries around the world. 60 million we have are potential asylum refugees. They can't all come to America. We need to fix up their countries.
Amen.
Let them build an economy. The North Koreans are starving to death. Before the summer is out, Trump, for God's sake, ship them some food. Yeah, you can keep the financial things on. You can even squeeze the thumbscrews tighter to the Chinese and Russians when you meet Putin. But for God's sake, send them some food. They got Tapeworms are parasites a foot long in their guts. They're starving to death. And you got to understand, if you want the people to be on your side when they get rid of their nukes, they got to have full bellies first.
That's right.
Well, be a person. Yeah. God help us if we don't do the right thing. God help us.
For sure.
Enjoy the 4th of July. God help us all. Independence from evil is first.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.